From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
What in a Cam.
What in a...
Hey Cam, how are you going?
Good, how are you guys?
Yeah, really
so good.
Excited about some brilliant records out this week. It feels like there's a lot.
It's a huge week this week for releases. We couldn't fit all of the new releases on the wall, and that's always a good thing. Always very exciting.
Six Essentials out?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
Courtney Barnett as well.
Courtney Barnett also out.
Courtney Barnett.
Yep. It's a big week.
It's huge.
It's a very, very big week.
And you picked three.
We've picked three.
Enlighten us with.
The first of the three, we'll go with Tom Misch.
Oh, yes.
Full circle. The new Tom Misch record is here. It's been like 4 years or 5 years or something since.
Has it really?
Yeah, I think the last one was a Lockdown Sessions record that he did. He's done that one with Yusuf Days. He did collaborations with like De La Soul and Loyal Kana and things like that. But this is his sophomore studio full-length album. He's obviously done, again, those collaborations albums, and he did those Beat Tapes records back in like 20...
Yeah, he's been around for so long and done so many different sort of side quests that it feels crazy that this is only his sophomore album.
Totally. And like, I mean, those were kind of like SoundCloud era, those Beat Tapes records. So like, it's been since then that he's been going. And yeah, his first record, Geography, was like 2018 or something like that. So it's really cool to have a second full-length solo album. And yeah, it's a fantastic album, a bit more personal, a little bit more stripped back. There are still those like melodic guitar moments on it, still bringing through that great sound that he had on the first one, still that jazzy funk thing going on, but again a little bit more personal, a little bit more stripped back on this one.
It definitely, like, from what I heard from the singles, it definitely felt like he's much more in his like songwriter bag.
Definitely. And I think this one, like even he said, was about kind of finding himself a little bit more, and kind of about putting a bit more of him, his journey and his kind of struggle into the album. So I think this one, yeah, is definitely diving a bit deeper into his journey in music. But yeah, Full Circle on beautiful ocean blue vinyl.
Lovely.
If you're a Tom Misch fan.
Yes, yeah, beautiful.
Come on in, grab the brand new album.
Tom Misch, super talented. We're going to hear a track from that album. It's called Red Moon.
Change her heart. shade.
Oh, yeah, that's very lovely.
Breezy and nice.
Yeah,
right?
So nice, eh? And a little bit smoother than the kind of more upbeat, funky stuff that he was doing in the past. Like, Geography is a lot more kind of like disco inspired, but this one's a little bit more
soulful, laid back.
Yeah.
Nice to just chuck the record on and then go about your weekend sort of thing.
And I think there are those upbeat moments on the album, but this one's definitely more laid back.
Mm. Very good.
Beautiful. What's next?
The next one, Connie Converse. This one is a very beautiful reissue. I think it's been over 10 years since this has been available.
Wow.
Reissued on Third Man, Jack White's record label.
Yep.
How Sad, How Lovely is the album. These are like very short, like 2-minute tracks, very traditional folk kind of sounding stuff. She has this like beautiful lyricism and this beautiful way of writing. It's very raw, very stripped back sounding, just her and a guitar, self-taught. She was writing a lot of very poetic stuff. She was doing a lot of activism in like the 60s, 50s, and then she disappeared in the mid to late 60s and was never seen again. And she wrote a really actually beautiful letter just kind of saying, don't worry about me, I'm gonna just go off and live my life, and then disappeared. And no one's seen her since. So it's kind of all the more special that we even get to hear this stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, there's some beautiful tracks on here, some that honestly, listening through it yesterday, I recognize far more than I thought I would, and you guys probably would too. I think it's something that just subconsciously a lot of people have heard online and all over the place. So a lot of people might actually know quite a lot of these tracks already. But yeah, Connie Converse is a beautiful artist, and if you're into your kind of somber tracks to listen to in the background, especially on days like yesterday or the day before, when there's those stormy days.
One for you.
Oh yeah,
I was not expecting that story while you were holding up that beautiful little kind of like
such a beautiful photo.
Cutesy record.
Yeah. Nah, it is a very special record. Also with a 7-inch now included, with a unreleased track and a remix of one of her tracks as well.
Oh, really cool. I love a little hidden 7-inch.
Little hidden 7-inch in there, yeah.
Bonus.
We're going to listen to the track Down This Road. Connie Converse, How Sad, How Lovely.
Down this road on a Monday morning came a riding three strangers. Down this road on a Monday morning came a riding three strangers. There was one wearing green and one a peacock feather, and one wearing overshoes against the wintry weather. And they gave me 6 white horses for to carry my load, and they beckoned me to follow, and they took me down this road. On a Monday morning came a riding three strangers. Down this road on a Monday morning came a riding three strangers. There was one wearing green and one a peacock feather, and one wearing overshoes against the wintry weather. And they gave me 6 white horses for to carry my load, and they beckoned me to follow, and they took me down this road. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Cam, she's awesome.
It's also like kind of the strange but sweet like lyricism that I feel like inspired people now, like Kimya Dawson or like the Moldy Peaches and things like that, like very strange lyricism, but very wholesome.
No, yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. I'd listen to that on a sunny day, I reckon.
Yeah, you totally could listen to that on a sunny day. Maybe I painted it too bleak.
Yeah, I think the backstory of it is a little, like, something to think about.
Yeah.
Me and Cam were talking off air about how we too are going to run away one day.
Yeah, and join a commune or...
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right.
Do something.
I'll stay here and wait for your return.
Connie Converse mode.
Finally...
Paris in the Spring.
Paris in the Spring. This is the latest one from Alexis Taylor, the frontman of Hot Chip.
Yo.
This is his, I believe it's his second full length. Oh, no, this maybe is like his fifth or sixth. I'm still in Tom Misch mode. He has done a lot more like kind of minimalist kind of guitar, piano kind of stuff, but this is a bit more fully produced, expansive stuff that he like kind of leans into more disco funk inspired, more like brighter tracks. And it's a lot of fun, this album. He clearly he's been doing his Hot Chip stuff for a while, and he's clearly gone off on his own and wanted to experiment a little. So it's a lot of fun to hear him. He's also got a very unique voice, so a lot of fun to hear his sound throughout the whole album. And also, fun little trick on the front, the title here, if you read the title, it is actually based on a psychological test, if you read the title out loud.
Paris in the Spring.
Oh, it's got the twice.
Yeah, yeah. I had a better reaction to it. But he based it on like a psychological test. That's actually the title of the album is actually Paris in the Spring, but on the record it says Paris in the Spring.
And
he was like, it's so that you read deeper into it and yada yada.
That's just made me feel really stupid.
Alexis Taylor.
But it's a little fun. All right. He likes to have a little fun, you know?
We love a bit of Hot Chip, so I'm like excited to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and this is a cover of Wild Horses of all things. That's great.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
There's not enough covers of Wild Horses. awesome.
Well, this is the one.
Okay.
This is the cover of Wild Horses.
Thank you, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Thanks, guys.
Sure. Everyone, get on down to Southbound this weekend, pick up some wax, head over to their website, call in and talk to Cam about all your music needs. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
There's so much music out this week, so something for everyone, eh?
That's it. Something for everyone. Come in and browse the new release wall.
Mean. All right, we're going to listen to this. Alexis Taylor. Thanks, Cam. Thanks Southbound. Guys.
Unkind.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.